Those who know me know that I don't give talks very well. I don't think I'm going to disappoint them today. I am the great-great-grandson of Noah Packard, but that's the other reunion I should attend right now. But what I would like to talk to you about is the spirit of the homestead. What do we mean when we say somebody has spirit of something or other? With BYU, they call it the spirit of the why. And I think that means they come to learn to go forth to serve. Some people say, rise and shout, the football season is about. In the Boy Scouts of America, they talk about scout spirit. Or do you have scout spirit? And that means, do you live by the scout oath, law, model, slogan? But I like to talk about what does it mean to have homestead spirit. So to help us out, I went to the 1998 reunion program of the bulletin that was printed. This was the 50th anniversary of the homestead. My wife, Joyce Packard, was the chairman at that time, and we came up with what we called the mission statement for the reunion. And it simply stated, to fortify the Whiting family against the evils of the world and to preserve the sacredness of the homestead. I think that's a pretty powerful statement. I'm going to read that again. To fortify the Whiting family against the evils of the world and to preserve the sacredness of this homestead. I think anybody who followed that have homestead spirit. At that time, we discussed whether the homestead ever had a dedication service or a dedicatorial prayer, and nobody knew of one. So let me quote from the program, that bulletin at the time. It said, in support of the mission statement, it has been suggested that we dedicate the homestead. Many of us have already felt the spirit of the homestead and of our progenitors as we come to the homestead. We wanted to reinforce the ideal that it is a sanctuary where the Holy Ghost can abide, where our family members can worship, find safety from the world and grow spiritually, and prepare for the eternal family relationship. The dedicatorial service was held that next Sunday, and Jay Whiting offered the dedicatorial prayer. So this is Sacred Crown. It has been dedicated for that purpose by one holding the priesthood. Since Joyce and I, we are the maintenance chairman of this homestead, we look at preserving the homestead. Before I married Joyce, I visited the homestead with her and her family. Little did I know that the spirit I felt there would lead me to this. My first maintenance project I had was right here on these pews. Over 30 years ago, I noticed the pews were falling apart. So I took note, got some tools and some supplies and came back and worked on those. And got them in shape. Just a side note, yesterday, my last project that I did was fixing one of those pews. In those last years, I have worked on over 6 of the 9 cabins, 10 of the sleeping cabins, 7 of the 7 corporation structures. I don't say that to brag, but to give an example that how involved we can be. You may ask, do I have the homestead spirit? Many years back, a prophet of the church coined the president, Spencer W. Kimball, I think it was, said every member a missionary. Later, when the church members started taking care of their own building and cleaning it, some of the wards had paraphrased that a little bit by saying every member is a custodian. I would like to adapt the challenge and give to you, every Whiting is a maintenance person. And this includes in-laws, because they are the greatest, some of them are the greatest helpers. So Whitings, you make good selections when you get married. Preserving the Whiting homestead is only part of the homestead spirit. A much bigger part is preserving the family. The last two nights, we have had two great programs that talked about love and love we have supporting each other. And I'm sure other speakers today will talk about that. I have a testimony that families are very, very, very important. We need to work and also to play together and also pray together. This will help us to keep each generation tied to each other. We are stronger as a family than we are as individuals. I know that the church is true. I have a testimony of Jesus Christ that he has atoned for my sins. I am thankful for our Heavenly Father who has blessed me with the spirit of the homestead. I might ask, do you want to fortify the family and preserve the homestead? Do you have homestead spirit? I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.